a recent effort to preserve a historic Native American earthwork in Butler County points to a broader effort to recognize and honor Ohio's early mound builders. You're listening to 91.7 WVXU on NPR One. I'm Tana Weingartner.
So you guys know what kind of stone that is?
Elementary school students on a field trip wiggle and shout answers excitedly as program and volunteer manager Pam Hall tells them about the Native American peoples who built the Fort Ancient Earthworks in Warren County.
And then here come the Hopewell, 2,000 years ago. I want to say this to you all. Fort Ancient is the largest hilltop enclosure in all of North America.
Fort Ancient is a collection of mounds rising high above the Little Miami River, surrounded by an embankment reaching 23 feet in some places. Built by hand and exquisitely positioned, the entire site is an engineering feat.
We're going to become a World Heritage Site. That means that 21 countries of UNESCO, United Nations Education Science, this kind of a big worldwide organization, has voted Ohio's Hopewell sites as outstanding works of human genius. Whoa, it's so cool.
Hall gets a little ahead of herself, but she's right that Fort Ancient is part of the United States' most ready application for UNESCO World Heritage Site consideration. 8 ancient earthworks sites comprise the Hopewell Ceremonial Earthworks bid.
There is no other place in the world that has this dense a concentration of large-scale earthworks, and especially geometric earthworks.
Jennifer Altman is World Heritage Director at Ohio History Connection, based in Columbus. Other locations in the bid are Hopewell Culture National Historical Park, Mound City Group, Hopewell Mound Group, and the Sipe, Highbank, Hopeton, and Newark Earthworks.
They're the largest, best preserved, have the most integrity to them, can demonstrate that they're authentically from this era that archaeologists call the Hopewell culture, which is from about 1500 to 2000 years ago.
The Hopewell ceremonial earthworks have been on the U.S. tentative list since 2008 and are finally moving forward as the nation's lead application. 2023 is the earliest a vote is expected in order for reviewers to visit the sites and vet the bid. Other World Heritage sites include the Grand Canyon, the Great Wall of China, the Galapagos Islands, and Stonehenge. Inclusion can mean a big boost in tourism and tourism dollars, and it says to the world that these sites are important.
The words they use are that they have outstanding universal value, and an explanation for that, they say outstanding universal value means that they have significance for all humanity, that the story they tell is a human story that should be preserved for everyone.
At the Newark Earthworks Center, Director John Lau is an expert in American Indian and local and global indigenous studies. He's also a citizen of the Pokagon Band of Potawatomi Indians. He views World Heritage status as a recognition and celebration of what the Hopewell civilizations, or lifeways as he puts it, accomplished.
What I love about Hopewellian sites is that these were very egalitarian societies.
People chose to work together to create these monuments, using the most sacred material they could find.
Not rock, not limestone, not marble, not gold. The most sacred material to Native people was earth, Nuk Meskigenan, Mother Earth.
That choice, the effort, collaboration, and determination, he argues, deserves recognition.
As an indigenous person, I look at this as not just a legacy or an inheritance for indigenous peoples, for Native peoples, but for all peoples. You know, this is a site celebrating the wonder of humanity.
Serpent Mound in Adams County is perhaps Ohio's most well-known earthwork, and it's also on the U.S.'s tentative list, but it's a separate application. While it likely won't move forward for a while, World Heritage status for the Hopewell Ceremonial Earthworks would almost certainly be a boon for it as well. Tana Weingartner, 91.7 WVXU.